The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life.
It's woke news on the Johnny B. Show.
Ah, yeah, a little segment that old William put together several months ago where we call out the overcorrections and pussification of America. And if you're one of those people that are easily triggered, might want to switch the channel for a second, but we hope you don't. Will, what do we have?
Well, this is, I guess, woke news adjacent. It kind of falls into the same category. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed Bill 1571 into law on Monday, ending the ability of protesters to demonstrate outside of private residences. Remember, we were talking about this just the other day.
I love it. Good.
According to a statement released by the governor's office, the bill will provide a warning to picketers and protesters outside of homes. Arrests will be made only if the person does not peacefully disperse. After that warning, the charge would be a second-degree misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously some people are saying that this is against, you know, free speech and the ability to protest, which is constitutionally protected. So that's some of the criticism that's going into this whole thing. But, you know, obviously the Supreme Court leak that went on, and then people proceeded to go out front of Supreme Court justices' homes and protest for nights on end.
Right.
And then the Petito family and the Laundry family had their home, you know, with protesters out front. I'm all for constitutionally protected rights and the Bill of Rights. And
sure.
But I don't know if that. Like, can you just harass people out front of their homes? Like, you should be able to protest, I guess, in public property, right? And
right.
I guess so. Technically, a residential road would be public property, but mm-hmm. you're also kind of loitering, right? If you're just hanging out, so there's always these little workarounds.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope, man. I mean, the thing is, laws are made to not only protect people, but also, you know, to keep the sanctity, and I'm trying to word this the right way, and I know there's a legal way of saying it. If I was Dom, I'd be able to spit it right out of my mouth. But basically, yes, you have the right to do all these things in the Bill of Rights, but people also have the right to live their life comfortably and not have their private lives, you know, completely bombarded by things like this. Like you're supposed to be able to live in your own home without being harassed. That's why there's noise ordinances. That's why there's all kinds of things that protect people in their home from people purposely, you know, causing them discomfort, you know. And I, like I said, there's a better way of putting it. I'm not a law guy, but, you know, if somebody's at home in their house or their apartment or wherever their dwelling is, you know, you shouldn't be able to be right in their driveway and doing all this stuff. And, you know, and yeah, part of me feels like, yeah, you should be able to do that. But, man, when you see how people push the limits on this stuff, it's crazy. I mean, I remember when they went to Mayor Castro's house. Remember that a couple years ago? A whole group marched to her house.
And
I was like,
Kreisman, too. Kreisman had it over the summer in 2022.
Yeah.
They went in front of his house.
I was like, Kreisman and Castro, they're usually on the side of protesters, you know, like.
Well,
usually.
I don't know. I mean, Castro was a police chief, so I think that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. The whole thing is just, you know, I think, you know, protesting, obviously, you know, I
protesting
agree.
Protesting's stupid.
I think it is, too, most of the time.
Yeah. I think it's.
But I like your ability to be able to do it.
Right. I think you should be able to do it, too. But it just doesn't do anything, and it's stupid.
I just think it needs to be done in a way that gets the point across better. without being a dickhead about it. And like the Petito thing, like just five people standing in somebody's front yard screaming for 2 weeks, get out of here. You know what I mean? If that happened in any other situation, if my neighbor stood in front of my house right now and just screamed like a-holes, I could call the cops and they'd be like, hey, disperse, you moron. What are you doing? You know what I mean? You just can't do it. So that's the aggravating part. You know, it's like, come on, man. Like, if you're mad at the government, go down to City Hall or go down to the courthouse. You know, go to where they work. You know, if you go in front of, somebody's house that you don't agree with, you're not just causing them, you know, anguish. It's everybody in that neighborhood. You're blocking the streets. You're doing everything else. These people didn't do anything to deserve it. My big thing, and I'm glad that, you know, DeSantis also passed that law, was blocking traffic. Yeah. During protests, because then you see protesters getting hit by cars, you know, and then immediately the driver gets blamed, you know, oh, this guy hit a protester. He's obviously a racist, or he's some sort of, he's anti-American or whatever. It's like, you were standing on the interstate. Don't do that. Why are you doing that? To get my point across. It's dangerous. You're endangering people's lives. That's when laws need to come into play. When you're causing a situation that could become dangerous or even deadly for somebody, and it's just crazy. And you know what? Protesting in front of people's houses, how many people are going to stay on the street in that situation? I know with the Petito case, they were standing in people's yards, and the neighbors were losing their damn mind. You're like, hey, you're on my property. Get off my property. And they were like, no. We have the right to be here. And there was a video. The guy just going nuts. He's like, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. Get out of my yard.
Yeah.
And now that guy is going to look like a jerk if he shoots him. You know? So it just doesn't make sense. Like, the St. Louis couple, although, yeah, they look like goofballs, a couple of fat old, you know, lawyers. Well, you know, the lady doesn't know how to hold a pistol. This guy's got, like, an AR-15. But they were literally protecting their property. And they got completely trounced in the media.
Oh, yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
But there were, you know, this peaceful protest, and it was. It looked peaceful to me. But they were walking through their yard, and they were scared. They never saw a mob of people in their yard before. And they were trying to make a statement like, hey, we're protecting our home. Don't throw bricks through our windows, because that's the kind of stuff was going on during these peaceful protests. People are burning houses and breaking things, and they were scared. They'd never seen anything like that. I mean, did they handle it the best way possible? Probably not, but how often are you in that situation? You know, so how do you avoid it? Make a law so people can't be in your yard for a protest. Nobody should be in your yard without your being invited ever.
Right. Right, and going on your property, that's kind of where it crosses the line, I think.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure, didn't they break down a fence that was going into the, and then they walked on the yard?
Yeah.
But, I mean, to me, that's not protesting. That's just, you know, harassing people and mm-hmm. you know, invading property rights at the very least. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I agree with people's right to protest, but it's just not effective. It doesn't work. It's stupid. It's a waste of time. But, you know, if you want to get go assemble in a park or something and hang out and do talks, I'm totally okay with that. But, yeah, I just don't like the idea of – because it's not only – you know, now you're inconveniencing not the people that you want to harass or convince or whatever, you know, adjective you want to use there. There's neighbors.
Right.
There's innocent parties here who are being affected by this sort of protesting where you're in front screaming and yelling and playing music and, mm-hmm. you know, doing talks. Like, you're ruining everybody's life. You know, people have to go to work and they have kids, and it's just stupid. You know?
I saw, like, when the BLM protests were going on in 2020 in the height of COVID, there was an ambulance with a COVID patient that was in really bad shape, and they were stuck in traffic, you know, and they were like, we can't get through this crowd, you know, because they're standing on a 4-lane road and nobody cared. They go, well, boo-hoo, that's what happens. If that person dies, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to make people uncomfortable, right? Includes
yeah, death. I guess. And I remember there was a case, too, where, several cases where nurses were trying to get to the hospitals to work 18, 20-hour shifts during COVID. And they couldn't because they couldn't get through, you know, the protest, you know. So it's like there you got to try to find a better way. You got to try to find, you know what I mean?
It's powerless people assembling to, you know, when you group together, you have some sort of power and asserting. It's powerless people asserting power, you know, blocking roads. And yeah, we're, you know, we rerun this thing. You have to do what we say, or and you need to be inconvenienced. You know, that's what protests are about, is being uncomfortable. And it's like, I don't necessarily agree with that. Just that broad statement there. And just to do it, like, if you want to do it in a park and do talks, that's fine. I don't want you to do it in front of my house. I should be able to react to that. You can't just harass me, and then I'm just, I can't, I have no recourse there. And, but then, you know, the government gets involved and starts making laws, and it always accumulates power, government. It doesn't, you know, ever. We've had the Patriot Act for 22 years now, and that was supposed to be a temporary measure. So once you start putting laws in place, somebody has to enforce those laws, which gives the state more power. And then I don't know. It's a paradox, a lot of these things. I just don't want you in front of my house, and I think a lot of people would agree with that sentiment.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, you know, they organize most protests now through social media and stuff. So, you know, and look, a lot of them are organized well, and they go, look, we're going to be down at, you know, at a certain park, or we're going to go down to this area. And they actually, you can get zoning, you know, and get approval ahead of time by the city. So the cops can actually go down and you know, create a barricade or blockade and work traffic around it and all that. All good. But when you see social media going, hey, we're going to go down and block I-275, and we're going to go down and we're going to burn this mother to the ground, you know, why aren't the people that are setting up those protests being charged with inciting all of this stuff? And I don't know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.